it gives something to think about, because it is this character, he is living the same day over and over again. He cannot escape from this specific day, and he getting involved in situations, disastrous, and he it's wrong many times. He tries to do things and it doesn't work, and but he is going he become a specialist in this day. He learns how to live. He knows what is going to happen, so he prepares. And at some point, everything is controlled by him, and he manages to like to escape from the problems, the issues of the day. It's very funny, but it has very deep relations to think about. And I was alert from spoiler. At the end, I don't know if you saw this movie yet, but
Yes.
at the end, it's beautiful. It's a very cool movie. But the interesting thing is that at some point, he wants to conquer his bride. He tries to approach with a girl, and even though he knows everything that is going to happen and what she likes and what moves to make, he does not accomplish. She doesn't, interest for him, and she doesn't give her heart to him. And only when he gives up and just enjoy and tries not to control and just flow with life, he's got her attention and her love. So I just remembered this movie because it is a great one, and it speaks about the weather. He's a weatherman and meteorologist, and so. But this movie many times gave a conversation to think about life, as could we say, it's like a Gilgul, around life. I just wanted to share this, Eti, and I don't know if you have something to say about this. It would be great. Thank you,
Thank you.
and thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing it. Usually we see this movie between January and February. This is when it's getting really hot and cold and very dark and repetitive. Like you say, every day is the same day. It's a beautiful movie and it's never enough from seeing it. It's so funny. It just he's so desperate. He tries to electrify himself with a tool. He's so, I mean, he doesn't know what to do. He just wants a way out. If you remember this part, Jill, have you seen it? He's so desperate. He just wants out, 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 out. And it's sometimes we are, yes, Bill Murray. Yes, and sometimes there are moments that people just want to log out from. And still, it doesn't matter. It's very hot, you leave the moment, it's very cold, it's repetitive, and yeah. So funny. It's a cult movie. It became a cult movie. It's like very cultural movie, and it's just the writer, the one who wrote it, experienced it. It's from his own experience. He just put it on a script. I read it one day. He couldn't take it anymore. The writer is Bill Murray. I mean, the 1 second. 1 second, there's a door coming. 1 second. You get a sound coming now, Jill? Can you hear? I connected. Yes, back again. Yes. Yes, Jill. Yes, sometimes it seems that it's mechanic. Yes, the mechanics repeats. But there's all the time like new moment. Though the brain will tell us you're repeating on the same action again and again and again. Yes, so this is this is duality. This is the duality. Questions? Jill, Rodrigo, Abigail, Cindy. Questions? There's a new moon. There's a new moon, the moon of Sivan. This is the third month from spring. And on Sunday evening, some people will going to celebrate Shavuot. This is 7 weeks from Passover. This is 7 weeks. And then there's like the holiday called Shavuot or Matan Torah, receiving the Ten Commandments or the Ten Sayings. Yes. Or celebrating the first fruit. This is also celebration of the first fruit, which are coming basically in the summer. So there is like a tension here. Before every holiday, there is a lot of tension towards the holiday. So this is how it is felt. Yes, Rodrigo? About physical death, what does it represent from a spiritual point? And could you explain a little on the relationship between death and truth emet, please? Yes, it is quite simple. The animation, yes, what animates the body, yes, what animates creatures, also cats and lions and birds, is like spirit. The source. So as long as there's animation, the bird or the cat or the human is alive. This is clear. This is clear. As long as there is animation. Is this point clear? Yes. Animation is represented by Aleph, let's say. Just a symbol, the animation, the source, yes? So as long as there is animation, yes, the existence, yes? Some people call it the existence or so. As long as there is like stream of life that comes from the source, the cat is breathing, the bird is flying, breathing as well, human is breathing and living. This is clear. As long there is a streaming from the source to the body of man, or to the body of the bird, or to the body of the cat, there is living life by the cat, by the bird, by human. This is clear. As long as there is animation, the source is broadcasting life to a body. Yes, the man is living, the cat is living, and the bird as well. This is clear. Yes? So the source, in this case, just to, according to your question, will be marked by Aleph. Now, once the source is leaving, checking out like a guest, yes, from the hotel, when the source is checking out, yes, checking out the body, the human body, checking out from the cat body, checking out from the bird, what will happen then? What will happen when the spirit, the source, will check out from the body of man, of a bird, and of a cat? What will happen? What will you see or experience? Who would like to speak about that? What happens when the source stop any animation for the cat, for human, for the bird? What will happen? You can unmute and speak, Rodrigo, as well. So Rodrigo writes, there is just a body without life, the death of a body. Yes, the body does not have a living power by itself. The body does not generate life from itself. Look at the refrigerator. The body is like a refrigerator. When you go to the shop to buy a refrigerator, you will see many, many refrigerators at the shop. You can look at them, look at their size, if they fit your space at home, the color, what they manifest, if what they manifest or present fits your needs. But the refrigerator will not broadcast cooling until it's connected to the electricity. Yes? The refrigerator cannot produce cooling or frosting unless if it's connected, yes, at the back to the source, which is electricity. Yes? The same as the oven. You buy an oven, you see them in the store, but they will not bake bread until you plug it, yes, to the source. And then from there, it will come from the oven and you can put a dough inside and bake a bread. The oven itself, yes, has no power whatsoever to heat itself by itself, or the refrigerator cannot cool itself by itself. It just can receive electricity, and according to the mechanism, it will produce cooling or frosting, and the oven will produce heating, but they cannot generate heating or cooling by themselves. The body of man cannot generate life by itself. It has to be animated from higher power. And it doesn't matter if it's the body is of man, of a cat, or of a bird. One day I was standing in the bus station. It was spring. It was a few weeks ago. And suddenly, because it was spring, the field was coming with many, many flowers. Like, it's like spring. And then I noticed between the flowers there was a bird. It was a body, not a bird, but a body of a bird. Why? It was on its back with the legs up the skies, yes? And how did I notice? How can we notice that it's a dead bird? The body is stiffed like a stone, like it was mummified, yes? Something, let's say, a body which is animated by life, and it doesn't matter if it's a bird, a cat, or human, is soft from the breathing. Yes, the breathing, we say, comes from crown, keter, soft, rach, the letters of keter. Yes, when the source is broadcasting life through the infinite, we have keter in Hebrew, the letters are rach, and the eyes of Leah are soft. I'm just connecting all of those things. So when we have, or when we meet, or see living. It's soft. Whether the cat, even if the cat is in a hunting mode, it's still what moves through the cat is the softness of infinite, or the bird, or even man. But what happens, like this bird that I saw in the bus station, when you notice a body which is, it's only a bird, it's not even a cat, it's a little itsy bitsy tiny bird, but she did not contain any longer the source of life, and immediately it became stiff, like a stone, like Michelangelo was sculpting a stone. It was so stiff, it was dead. Yes? Therefore, yes, why the Hebrew says, we say emet, yes, emet, this is true, like living. But once you remove the aleph, you see, because the aleph is written in the right side, once you remove the source, what is left is mem taf, which is met, dead. And it doesn't matter if it's a dead person, dead human, dead cat, or dead bird. Once the spirit is checking out, and it doesn't matter what is the reason or the cause, so to speak, of death. Once the spirit is just checking out, consciousness, call it many names, yes? The body stays without animation, like a refrigerator without a connection to the electricity. And then you don't hear the motor anymore, or the heartbeat, and people announce this person dead. It's stiff. And now I would like to share with you a moment also from a movie to express what dead means, dead. Dead body. In the this is a movie that was produced according to a real story that happened . I will ask someone to read Rodrigo's words if someone wants to. I would like to share the experience of a dead body. Yes, Jill.
Hello, Eddie.
Yes.
I could read it after you finish what you were saying.
Okay. You can also start if you want with this. Just
okay, I'll go ahead. Yeah. Yes. But this breath of life, when it leaves the body, remains with the consciousness of individual experience. Do Rodrigo's memories remain when the spirit leaves the body? Does individual consciousness remain? Because when the electricity leaves the refrigerator, only electricity remains, with no relation to that refrigerator. The refrigerator leaves no traces in the electricity. Does our individual experience leave traces in this breath of life or consciousness?
There's a pool. Thank you, Jill, for reading. Thank you for the question, Rodrigo. There's just a pool of consciousness. It goes to the general. There is no private. There is no personal. Yes. There is no bank. Please give me my account, my former account. No, it doesn't work like that. It does not. Thank you. There's no banking. Yeah. Banking would say there's two, like the bank of the river. Yes. That means that there's no. So, the movie is about a true event that happened in history. And the frame of the movie is the time of the Second World War. The year is 1943. Europe is flooded. I mean, The Germans are all over Europe. The America already joined the war because Japan attacked in Pearl Harbor. And the British already, how many years are they in war? Already 3 years at war. They're looking for a way to deceive the Germans. The Allies want a wish to open a frontier in Europe because so far the Germans are all over the place and the British island is isolated. But the Allies want to put their foot in Europe to start, in a way, blocking or stopping the Germans, the Nazis. And the intelligence services are really drumming to find a way to deceive the Germans. Because it's not enough to have abilities to move divisions and squad. You have to work wisely to deceive the Germans. How the Allies and the British wants to deceive the Germans? They want to pull the Germans' attention to the fact that they will land in Greece, the Allies. The Germans will believe this plan or deception because the Germans will not know it's a deception. The Germans will believe that the Allies are landing in Greece, will concentrate their powers in Greece to attack the Allies. Meanwhile, while the Germans are eating this story, which is fallacy, the Allies will land in Sicily and will come and penetrate Europe from Italy. Yes? This was the plan. So in order to deceive the Germans that the British will land in Greece, you already have to supply with images because the Germans' intelligence are sitting behind the lines, are receiving signals that what they get from the field feels to the story of the deception. It's a great idea to deceive the Germans. But how do you do that? How do you deceive them? How it is even possible to pull such a deception after 3 years that Europe is almost deleted? So officer in the intelligence has this idea that the British will take a dead body, which is already dead, and put in its pockets all kinds of letters and information. And this dead body will be dumped in the waters next to the Spanish shore, Spain shore, Spanish shore. The fishermen, and they will, a submarine will take the dead body, yes, will chuck it into the sea. The sea will take it next to the Spanish shore. The fishermen, the Spanish fishermen, will find it and notify the authority. And the Germans are already in Spain, and so the information will flood. That is the scheme. This is the only thing that I have. Even as imaginary story to deceive the German. And there was a discussion between the high officer and intelligence. How can we pull such a thing? It's just crazy task. And first of all, Churchill has to authorize it. And they were afraid that Churchill would not authorize it. And one of the officers says, but what if he doesn't authorize it? And the other officer says he has to. There is no other choice. I mean, either this action or this deception, or it's gone. The whole world is gone. And all of it is built on a dead body. Now, where do they find a dead body that no one's claim? Yes, because when there is a deceased, when somebody dies, usually people close to this deceased, they have family or neighbors, they know by name, and they come or they make funeral or say a few words at church and so. So they had to find, this is true, yes, they had to find a body of a man in his 30s that no one will claim him. Meaning a dead person, a body that nobody has any connection, nobody asks for the deceased, nobody even noticed that he dies, but his body is found in London. So the intelligence officer, they go to the office, I don't know how to call it in English, when the doctor is, they have a special name, when the doctor is the doctors of the dead bodies, pathologists, yes? The officer, they go to the minister of pathology, where they keep the dead bodies, and they found, yes, to their luck, what they wish to find, a body of a man, and his 30s, that nobody claims the body. He was a beggar, and he died by accident. He ate a poison of rats without knowing it. He was so disconnected, and he was a beggar, and he did not know what he was doing. He just died. But since the pathologists, the police have to find the cause of death, this was the cause of death, and they kept him in the refrigerators in the pathology squad in London. When the officers are coming, and they come already with this plan, when they will dispose the body from the submarine in front of the coast of Spain, they have also a date, because it's not the body that the German will eat the bait of the dead body, and the documents which are related to it, part of them is true and part of them is false. This is how they want to see them. This is not just it. The British already had planned the date that the landing will happen in Sicily. They already planned that it will happen in the 10th of July. But they have a problem, and the pathologist is telling them. And this is the great thing about the dead body. The pathologist warns the officers, you look for a dead body because this is what it's funny, but the whole freedom of the Western world was dependent on this dead body. If the Germans will eat the bait, the Allies could land Europe. And the pathologist is warning them. He says, look, this is a dead body, and all of your plan is built on a dead body. But the dead body, though we keep it in the refrigerators, this is how they keep it until burial or until somebody wishes or asks for, in this case, the intelligence services. He says, though we keep it in the refrigerators, it keeps dissolving while being refrigerators. So please take into consideration, because you have a date. This is the calculation of the cold brain. First of all, this man died without knowing. Nobody claims the body. The pathologists keep it in the refrigerator, hoping to bury it. Comes in intelligence services. They need the body. They need to take it out of cooling. They need to plant on it documents. They need to compose in the back of this figure a complete life, like this man had a girlfriend, and they know that the German will check every detail on the dead body, so on the deceased and his relations to life and other figures. So in order that the German will believe the deceased, they also collect true information about another girl that is working for the British intelligence, that the British will believe that it's true. It has to be hooked on a bit of a detail of a truth, that this girl has to be real. And this is a very deep story. It's like 2.5 hours movie. If you follow it, it's a great thing. But the pathologies warns them. The body is already dissolving in the refrigerators. And I hope that the pathologist even wished them all the best, because he knew more than anyone else what is happening to a dead body, even if you keep it in the cooling, in the refrigerator. Not mentioning if you put it in the water. And they knew that the German will put their pathologist to check every stage on the way to find out how the man died and how much he is in the water, and if the cause of death was natural or he was poisoned or somebody killed him. Why I tell you all of these stories? And if you have a time, you can watch it. It's a great thing, because the deception, it's not now about the Germans or about the Allies or about 1943 or about pathologies or the German intelligence or the British intelligence or the Spanish intelligence. The deception is built on what? On what they pull this mission? On what? What is centered about? What is it? How do they build their case against the Germans? What does it sit on? Mini something. It's like, it means in English like a meatloaf or something like, it starts with an M, mini set. I don't know how to say that. In Hebrew, they call it mivtzak tzitza, like, how do you call it? Meatball mission or so. I can send you after the class. On what they build the deception? The deception sits on one element. How you can deceive the German intelligence? Based on what? Or any kind of information services? Based on what? This mission is based on what? You heard it so far. Is based around what? When they go to the pathologist in London, what do they ask from the pathologist? What do they ask for? Dead body. Excellent. How you deceive someone using dead body? Why do I share this story? Why do I share this story? And it's about a dead body. Everything sits on a dead body. If bodies would not be animated by the source, by the spirit, this is just a dead body. Stiff, cold. Do you understand? We tend to believe that who we are is our bodies, which are basically dead, if not animated by the spirit. And all this story that you tell yourself about your life, my life, ta 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 ta, what is my life? Everything evolves around what? The body, which is as a name, which has stories. Yes? Once the spirit is looking out or checking out, what is left is dead, cold body that, if it not, will be refrigerated immediately or buried or burned. It's a problem. It is a problem. Now I ask you, how can dead body is capable of thinking? How? How? And everybody says and sits in class or at work and introducing themselves in interview, my name is such and such, I was born in such and such, I live in... Who is born? Who is living? Who dwells in what address? Body is a dead thing. If it not or would not be animated, it's like a refrigerator. The bird, the cat, human, if they're not animated, they're just dead matter. And dead matter that stinks. Watch this movie. How much respect people give to their bodies, make photos, tell stories. There used to be times, I have not visited, luckily, those places. There used to be times that in Israel they used to make weddings and to pull this event called wedding and to show on a screen the bride and the groom with slides, and the screens are so huge, like movies, yes? And they show the images on the screens like they were like gods or whatever, sculptures from Babylon or so. And the next wedding has to be even bigger to compete the former wedding with more images, with more movies about the bride and the groom, more slides, how they were born as babies, and here they are in the kindergarten, and then this time he was in this city and she was in that city, and they did not know that they will meet each other, and this is his graduating college and she is graduating university, and still there she is wearing the, how do you say, the dressing of a lawyer, this garment, and he is wearing a garment of architect, and still they did not know that they would meet, and suddenly hoo 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 comes the magic wand and the fairy, and they met, and now they're wearing sandals full of love from wedding to wedding to wedding to wedding. Make it pump more with fireworks, with more balloons, with more doves, with more butterflies landing from airplanes, shooting themselves as rockets to the moon. A life of a body. What we attribute to ourselves, what humans usually attribute to themselves, the ability to speak, to walk, to ride, to fly an airplane or whatever, to drive a car, it's not because someone is capable of doing it, unless the body is animated. Life will not move through. And it's not because our capability to drive a car is that we're driving, because there is animation at the moment. Once the animation stops, it's not just driving a car, it's just a puppet on the floor, on the sofa, without movement, freeze, cold, rigid. Even the facing expression is changing because the spirit already left. It's not real, what you take as real, as a body. The body is not real. What happens is we return again to the speech of Eve, Kaniti. Kaniti, I bought a man from God, I have it in my hand as an object for the baby. There is existence. In Hebrew, existence is kiyum or kayam, kof yod mem. And she turns it, yes, into her property. Yes? Life is not a property. Existence is not a property. Nobody can hold life. Life is coming and going. Life is always there, or always is. Every time the spirit lives in a different hotel. Yes, temporarily. Yes, our bodies are like different hotels. It's a temporary dwelling for the spirit. This is what it is. We are basically hotels. The bodies. Yes, yes. This is, yes, I also never understood it. It's not something to look at even. It's just a horror show. Yes, but this is part of the... There is an old Canaanite. Yes, the Canaanites used to worship the dead. This is a foreign idolatry. Yes, to worship the dead. To worship the bodies. This is to worship the dead. To worship yesterday. It's a Canaanite, pagan way. Yes. You don't have to participate, by the way. If you, you know. There's nothing there. There's nothing to look at. Nothing. Life is soft. Whenever there is a breath of life within a cat or a bird or a human, it's soft. Dead is stiff and rigid. This is, you could see even the angles of the feet of the bird. It was so stiff, it was like metal. Therefore, there is a beautiful verse in the Bible that says that if you build temple, don't build it from hew stone. What is a hew stone? It's a 90-degree stone. That you, the verses that you have lifted your sword and shaped it. But it's basically from rigid, from rigidity, from anchoring yourself in time, in experience. You cannot build a temple from a snapshot of reality. From rigidity, because life is a flow, it's soft, comes and go. So therefore there is a saying, like a verse in the Bible, if you want to build a temple, you cannot build it from hew stone. Because once you lift your sword on it, you make it unholy. What does it mean? You make a snapshot. When you take a sword and you cut something from reality, it's a snapshot. Doesn't mean it's a sword or a snapshot, it's just a cut. And you say, this is sacred. This is not it. So why to be sorry or sad? The body does not have ability to generate his life. He just receives life. Yes. Yes. So, with this beautiful message, I would like to wish each and every one of you happy weekend, Shabbat Shalom, and see you here on Saturday. I will post the name of the movie, and you could see it when you have the time. It's a great movie, because the source of the deception is the dead body. Yes, the dead body, unlike Emet, Emet is truth, if you take the Aleph. Yes, the source, there's only Met, there's the duality, because Mem is 40, Tav is 400, the world of duality, and the world of duality is the world of deception. Thank you so much, and see you soon.